This is Health Matters, continuing our series on heritage and healing.
It's hard to let go of the anger that's a big part of multigenerational trauma in Indian country, undermining native health for centuries.
It is hard, but it helps to remember who our ancestors were before the Europeans arrived, how they lived in right relationships with all beings.
And think about who the Europeans were back then. When Columbus arrived in the Americas, Europeans had already endured 145 years of the plague that wiped out millions of people. Their cities were infested with rats and vermin. Streets were filled with garbage and human waste.
There was poverty and crime and brutal punishment for stealing a loaf of bread. There were witch burnings. Heretics were tortured. Many of the early European colonists were fleeing trauma.
So, the Europeans who discovered our world came from a nightmarish existence in their old world. At that time, throughout the New World, vibrant communities of Indians were living in harmony with plants, birds, animals, and fish, with the wind and the rain.
The earliest European writers were amazed by the Indians, their stunning health and strength. Archaeologists have found virtually no evidence of modern-day health problems like bone deficiency, cavities, and arthritis. Cancer and heart conditions were rare. For 25,000 to 30,000 years or more, native tribes were self-sufficient masters of their world with a sophisticated medicine. Healers were identified as children, and their training began very early.
Indian women were incredibly strong. They would give birth and shortly resume daily activities.
Edward S. Curtis, the renowned photographer of North American Indians, wrote, "The Indians could have given us physical vigor, which must be one of the foundations of any lasting and important strength. They could have helped us in the creation of literature, for they were marvelous in the beauty of their free poetic thoughts, full of imagery such as white men have never known. Their souls were those of poets. They could have helped us in our music, for their music was a real part of their life, a genuine expression of emotions. They could have aided us vastly in our decorative art, and, in a broad sense, they could have helped us in our morals, for in all their dealings they were fair, until we taught them theft and lying."
If only. But for me, the question is, what's left?
What's left depends on where you're at along the spectrum of historical trauma, whether you've had help to overcome this legacy, or whether you're still grappling with it. Faith Spotted Eagle, a Yankton Sioux and a PTSD counselor, talks about red rage, which she defines as unresolved trauma. She believes each culture has its own rage. There's black rage, brown rage, and white rage. She cautions that getting over it is not healing.
That whole idea, get over it, is just another form of denial. The get over it attitude means you're not over it at all. You're just pushed it underground until the next time anger erupts.
Or your anxiety. Because anxiety is another legacy of trauma, whether it's historical or in your lifetime, or both, anxiety and not feeling safe.
Faith Spotted Eagle says the get over it perspective can't possibly heal. To heal, she advises, you have to retrieve your spirit.
Because spirit is where your power is. The Ojibwe writer and activist Winona LaDuke said, "Power is in your spirit." She offers this quote from a Native community member. "The difference between white people and Indians is that Indian people know they are oppressed, but they don't feel powerless. White people don't feel oppressed, but they feel powerless."
White culture tried to destroy indigenous power for centuries, tried to force Indians into thinking they had no power, but they lost that battle. We still know where power is. Power is in the earth. It is in our relationship to the earth. It is in our soul. This knowing comes from our ancestors.
And that's exactly the power those early European writers found so amazing.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.